When the battle began here in Gettysburg, Hetty Shriver and her two young daughters left town and went to stay with her parents. Unfortunately, her parents didn't live very far away. The story of ordinary citizens caught in an extraordinary battle is today's edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
George and Hetty Shriver were a young married couple living in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania in the early 1860s. George was only 15 when his father died, leaving him with a family farm and 3,000 gallons of liquor.
They sold off their farm so they could build a new house in town for the family and a business for George, Shriver's Saloon in Ten Pin Alley. George built a saloon in the cellar of his home and a fully enclosed two-lane, ten-pin bowling alley in the backyard. So they were quite well-to-do, that's for sure.
Nancy Goodmestead says the Civil War began just months after the Shrivers moved into their new home in Gettysburg.
At first, he stayed home because everybody said the war would not last very long. But a few months into it, he decided that it really was the right thing for him to do. So George really wasn't even in the house for a full year before he went off to fight, leaving his two little girls, Sadie and Molly. They were about 3 and 5 years old at the time.
George was gone, serving for the Union Army 2 full years. Then the war came to Gettysburg.
When Hetty looks out her front window and sees soldiers setting up cannons and barricades in the street in front of her house, she's got two little girls. Where else would anybody at 24 want to be? She wants to be with her mother and father.
Her parents did not live far away. The trip would be short and put her in a much safer location. Or so she thought.
She packs up her two little girls and goes back to her parents' farm, just south of town. Unfortunately, her parents' farm sits at the bottom of the hills between Big Round Top and Little Round Top, which is about the worst spot that she could have possibly picked. She jumped from the frying pan and into the fire.
Hetty was now in the thick of the fighting. Her story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.